Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, I almost forgot that I was supposed to be doing that. I can't do two things at one time. So, what's up, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and nobody. There's nobody here yet. You know, life happens, right? And so we always try to do things and get finished, and then time gets away from you where things don't take work out as fast as possible. Ooh, let's see who this is. Hold on.
Hello.
You're on the
Hi.
Hi. Let me just do my intro just so let me do my intro so I feel better. What's up, guys? This is Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco,
you sound terrible.
I know, but I wanted to call because I really was looking forward to doing the show because I have lowered the updates that I have on the craziness at work and stuff. I think everybody will be interested to hear. But it just sounds horrible. I don't even want to hear me. So I know no one else wants to hear me.
Yeah, no. We're going to miss you again this week, and I will say that you have a loyal follower that misses you and says that you need to be here ASAP. So I just want to let you know.
Listen, I had a sinus infection last week. The day it went away, I lost my voice. It was crazy to me. Actually, I sound 10 times better than what I did the other days. But it's in and out. It's annoying as hell. And as soon as if it goes away Wednesday, we'll have a pop up show. Whatever day it goes, because I have so much to say to everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Well, perfect. We miss you. Right. I'm sending you hearts and loves and flowers.
Thanks. I miss y'all too. All right.
Talk to you soon.
I'll listen. Okay.
Bye. Okay. Folks, so you see how that goes. My home girl, my favorite girl, Coco Pelle, as I like to call her, is down and out for the count. Now, listen, at least it ain't the Rona, because you know how many times she done had the Rona, right? Like a million. So at least it ain't the Rona. So for now, you're stuck with me. Our guest at Trinka Plans, who runs the Cuteness Boutique, will be calling in soon, but life happens and we know that it's all fine. So while they're away, I will keep you entertained with stories of the life and times of Riri. What y'all got going on? I'm supposed to be planning. I'm not planning, though, because as we can tell, I can't do two things at one time, and so it doesn't really work out. But updates, I have completed the Room of Doom. If I wasn't so shamefaced about what it looked like, I would show you like a before and after picture because it was terrible, terrible. Hold on a second. Let's see who this is. I think it's my girl. Uh-oh, two girls. Hold on. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, 843. Yeah, that's me.
Hey, who goes there? Friend or foe?
This is Francis.
Hi, Francis. How are you?
I'm okay.
Were you calling just to listen in? Or were you calling to ask you? Oh, hi. Hold on 1 second, Francis. Hold on.
Hi. This is JC. I had such an awesome time last week. I thought I would call back in to help you out while you're alone. Hey, seems to complain
about
it.
Hi. Hold on. We have Francis on the line. Francis, tell me your Instagram handle so people can follow you.
It's Francis0608.
Is that your birthday?
Yeah.
You just had a birthday then.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Is this your first time listening?
Well, yes and no. Because, like, I heard it, like, I listened to an episode a while ago, and then this is my first time actually calling in to listen.
Ooh, okay. Well, Trika will be here soon. I know you want to call and support your girl. I know that's why you called. So I know you want to do that. So when she comes, call back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye later.
No, sorry. I'm so excited you called.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hi, JC.
Hey, hi.
I'm really glad that you had fun last week.
I had so much fun, and I can't believe that 2 hours went by so fast.
It was the most fun.
How was your weekend? Sorry.
Say it again.
I was curious how your week has been since.
Well, let's talk about it. It's been really good. We are still featured episode on the Blog Talk Radio homepage. Yeah.
That is so cool.
It is. It really is. It'll give us.
Especially because I think, like, a lot of people benefit from learning about AI, especially with, the writers striking and not just writers, actors striking and the writers striking. I think that it's an important conversation to be having, like, not only in the planner community, but, like, in all areas of our life.
Yeah,
I had forgotten to mention this on the show, but, like, my mom reminded me yesterday that she was sent a deepfake of me by someone she was dating.
Tell me a deepfake. Tell me what that means.
Oh, a deepfake is, like, when somebody uses AI to fake you, your voice, and potentially a video. So he, my Facebook account is public, and he got video and pictures of me and input it into AI, like an AI program, and he created, like, what he thought that my mom would like to hear for Mother's Day. I think because he thought that I didn't do a good enough job celebrating her for Mother's Day. And so he, like, on Mother's Day, he, like, went and, like, a video of me saying what he thought that I should have said to her for Mother's Day, which was, like.
And so he, like, created a thank you.
Yeah. A fake video of me. And so, like, that's part of AI, too, is that, like, you know, you can take a day's worth of work from an actor and turn it into a whole movie. You can also, you know, take stuff that all of us have posted on the internet and turn it into I think that it was, like, a thing on Good Morning America where they, like, somebody sent money for something because they were, like, faking. So there's, like, that creepy. Like, it wasn't, like, he was extorting my mom or anything, but, like, or, like, trying to get her to send money or anything. But my mom was just, like, this is so weird. like, this is so uncomfortable. They didn't stay together for very long after that.
No, because why on earth are you stalking my daughter's Facebook page, first of all? That's creepy as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Especially when she didn't friend him on Facebook.
Right. And second, we talking about my baby. I know what my baby know. You know, like, if my son said anything more than, hey, Mom, I really love you. You're a great mom for Mother's Day, then I'm going to know something is up because I know my kid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of what I want to hear or not, I know my child, and I know that that is genuine for him.
Right.
Just like the whole... and I know... Sorry, text messages.
What's up, you laughing?
And so when, okay, so I was talking about the Room of Doom, right? And so the update that I gave was that I finally finished it. Like, it took me It took me 3 different days to actually get started and to actually do it because I just didn't fucking want to do it. Like, let's just be real. I don't want to clean up my own mess, let alone his mess. And then when I went in there, I really want to, like, I've sent the picture to some people because I know that they won't judge me because they know it's not me, right? But anyway, long story short, I finally finished
it. I mean, y'all have seen the pictures that I posted on the internet about my mess. Like, it's fine. I'm not going to judge anyone for anything.
So, hold on. So I was like, I don't want to look at his mess. I don't want to do my own shit. So I finally got in there and I tackled it. It took me 3 different days. It took me, you know, 3 different times. I took a lot of breaks. I was listening to a couple of good books, so I had the chance to do it. And so if he was to come home and say anything more than, oh, my God, Mom, you did all that for me, I know it ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like, I know my
well,
kid.
And he didn't try to, like, pass it off as me. He was like, look what I made for you. And there's this, like, dissonance, I think, between, like, okay, yeah, we want to hear some things sometimes. Like, we wish a world was the way it was. But it's kind of like when you're in a relationship and – okay, well, what do you want me to say? And then, well, I gotta check myself and my heteronormativity, even though I'm queer, you know, we all internalize it. You know, and your partner's like, well, what do you want to hear? And you're like, well, this is what I want you to say. And then they say it, and you're like, well, that wasn't genuine. Like, you're just saying it because, you know, I want to say it. Like, you know, I want to hear it. Exactly. So, like, you want people to do stuff genuinely. Sometimes genuineness is, hey, this would help. Like, I do think that there's a level of it, and, like, I don't want to write this off. I think there is a level of it of, like, hey, you feel this way, and this is how I receive love, right? Like, you love me. This is how I receive love. So can you change the way that you are, or can you think about the way that I want to receive love when you are thinking about loving me, right? Like, when you are demonstrating love. Like, I think that there is a level of genuineness that can be, like, because I told you to, or, like, because I told you it's important to me. But in this case, it's really, like, somebody creating what they think you want to hear. But to have that experience, there's this, like, really weird dissonance that happens where it's, like, at least I'm imagining it happening to my mom. I haven't actually seen it. I think I would be, like, horrified and have nightmares for the rest of my life. But, like, I think there's this really weird dissonance. If you're trying to get what you want through AI, it's not it comes at a cost, and that cost is always we can't delete that from our awareness.
Hold on, I think one of them is the guest and one of them is the caller. Let's see. Hold on.
Anyway, not to make another episode about AI, just I'm excited for people to hear it. That's all.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, Chica.
How are you?
I'm good. Say hi to JC.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Okay, y'all, hold on. Got another caller. Hold on. Hello, caller. Caller, are you there?
I think I am. Well, can you hear me?
Yes, you are. Yes.
All right. Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Just wanted to say hello and wanted to kind of catch up on a couple of your episodes.
Oh, good. Good. We've been having so much fun. I'm having fun learning how to manage the host tools. Because before, Coco used to do that. And so since Coco has been on health hiatus and vacation hiatus, I have been learning how to kind of manage all of that.
Got it. Got it. I wanted to call and see, where did the story end with Coco and her place of employment? I don't know if I missed that episode with like HR and some crazy stuff.
She just called in at the beginning of the call and said that at the beginning of the show and said that she will, if her voice comes back, like maybe by Wednesday, we may have a pop-up episode.
Okay. Got
Because I want to know too. I'm invested.
I am too. I'm just kind of like, I thought like I was trying to keep up with all the episodes and I'm just like, I wonder if they guessed this and I missed it or something. I don't know.
No, but you know what I was just talking about? You can get an update on the Room of Doom.
I was listening to that. Your son's room.
Okay.
Cleaning up
his
mess.
Yes. I finished it.
Okay.
I feel like I deserve it. I think somebody should send me some cookies. Like, I feel like a pat on the back. Some cookies, a coffee, something, because that shit was treacherous.
When does he come back to see, like, all the work that you did?
Oh, he came back in the middle of it, and I was cussing him out the whole time. So this tells you how lazy we are, okay? Like, don't judge me. But there's a vacuum cleaner upstairs, and there's a vacuum cleaner downstairs. And so the vacuum cleaner upstairs was not doing what the vacuum's supposed to do. And so I was like, as soon as he came, I was like, take that downstairs vacuum upstairs. So today I had him in there, and I was like, come here. He's like, what you need? I was like, just come here for a second. Baby, when I he was like, I need to go downstairs and check something. I was like, no, you don't. You fine. So I put him to work. I made him lift his mattress, get all the shit from that was like clothes. You know, like when you wash clothes and you just toss them on the bed.
Yep.
He would like toss them on the bed and then leave them on the bed. And so they would like get caught in between the wall and the thing. And I'm like, I'm not going to keep telling you to wash your clothes. Nope. Mm-mm, take them all out. So he was pissed that he had to flip his mattress, put the sheets on, pick up all the stuff. I made him basically hand vacuum before I actually vacuumed. Oh, he was hot. He was hot. He's talking about teamwork makes the dream work. I'm like, no, we ain't teamwork and shit. You didn't hear it finished. So I got to sit in the chair and direct, and it was lovely, but it's done now.
You were delegating.
Yeah, delegating. Exactly. I'm good at that part. I can delegate all day. And so,
I just called in, Riri, to let you know that I've always enjoyed your podcast and just how you always keep it kind of lighthearted and just kind of very jovial. So appreciate that.
Oh, I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener, loyal follower. We appreciate you over here.
All righty. You guys have a great evening, all right? Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
Sorry about that. All right. Well, Trika. Hi, Trika.
Hi.
How are you? Would you like to introduce yourself, or would you like for me to introduce you?
Well, go ahead. You can introduce me.
Well, this is Trika Plan, at T-R-I-C-K-A, Plan. And she has a shop called the Cuteness Boutique. And you were scheduled to come on before, and you had a death in the family, so I want to offer you condolences. I'm really, really sorry about that. We always lift you up, send you light and love.
Thank you.
So, what's up, man?
I'm just over here being cute, doing what I do.
Being cute. Have you ever met Plans at JC?
Have I met you, girl? And just don't remember. If I did, I apologize if I forgot.
This is Trika. Trika, this is JC.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
We will meet one day, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I love the name of your shop. It's, like, the most absorbed.
Oh, goodness. Thank you. Let me tell you. The shop name, I was joking one day, and my friends ran with it. Oh, my goodness. They basically wrestled me into a shop. Because I would always send happy mail, and I was like, so she was like, you make some good stuff. You should open a shop. I'm like, oh. I said, okay, yeah, whatever. I mean, and then they kept on pressuring me. And then one day I said, okay. I said, yeah, I'm about to get some happy mail from the Cuteness Boutique. She said, oh, you made a name. You going to do the shop? I said, no. I just was playing. But 3 years later, here we go.
Wait a minute. That. 3 years?
That's so awesome.
So how long have you been planning?
I've been planning. I've always been a planner since I've been, like, in elementary school. My dad will always buy me, like, planners. And every year for school, that was, like, a part of my regimen. And then, actually, my daddy is the one who got me kind of, like, you know, liking all of the cuteness, because he brought me my first little PM Louis Vuitton planner. He was like, I got you a luxury planner. You going to be able to take care of it? I said, yeah, because he brought me a Louis Vuitton. You think I'm not going to take care of it? Girl, you know, I had that planner up until, I still have it, but I call myself trying to, like, you know, the rings are so small on the PM, the little small one. So I call myself trying to do me some dashboards, stuff in that thing. Girl, the rings just one day fell out. So.
And what kind of plan was that?
It was a Louis Vuitton, but I've had it since the 90s. So I guess the wear and tear that I've been trying to put on it, like, in this 2019 age at the time, because that was in 2019. So then I was like, oh, I got to get it fixed. Girl, to get it fixed, I said, I'm going to buy another one. So fast forward, I ended up getting another one. So I just used that. The cover, I just put, like, little tiny books that I find in there, like, you know, those little composition books. I just slide it in a little slot. And I will not part with it because I've had it forever. And for graduation, he brought me a Louis Vuitton briefcase, and I still got that thing. So, yeah.
That's right. You got to keep up with the classics. It's a classic.
Yes.
When I was going through my mom's things, I found her planner. I cannot remember the brand, but it was like, I don't know, something fancy for then, right? But it had.
I'm trying to think, was it a Franklin Covey?
Yeah, 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 it was nice and fancy. It's still in the cover. Like, you know, they got the little pouch thing on the side. I'm like, oh, so I still keep it, you know, because, you know, that's just what she did. And it's like, it has like my old college dorm number and address and that kind of stuff. So I think it's really cute to keep up with that. Vintage.
I've had a Franklin Covey, and that Franklin Covey still makes beautiful planners right now into this day. I've old one. I'm talking about you remember the old school cell phones, them big ones? I still have an old Franklin Covey that had a cell phone holder on it. Girl, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that I still, like, I went and cleaned out my attic. Oh my gosh, that was a disaster. But I found all my old planners. I just was sitting up there reminiscing. I said, I am pouring down sweat in here, and I'm over here reminiscing about planners. Girl, get your butt out of this attic.
Back down memory lane.
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh. So, yeah. Definitely, definitely.
So
been
when did you start
since I was a little kid.
When did you start like decorative planning?
Oh, let me tell you, girl. This had to be. It had to be around 2015, 16, somewhere in there, because I remember I was looking for an appointment book, so. I said, you know what, let me go in Hobby Lobby. Let me go on Hobby Lobby and find me a different type of planner. So I remember buying my first Happy Planner. I said, I've never seen a planner with this on it. So I got it. I remember the cover. It was like the black and white with the floral. With the stripes
and the
florals. Yes, with the stripes and the florals, yes. So I remember I got it. It started in July. It was a July planner, and I could not wait until July. I said, I don't even know how to use this planner. So then I ended up meeting Cami Plans. That is my planner pusher. I mean, we ended up going, because Michaels had, you know, when they had the classes. So they ended up having a class, and guess what? It was a lot of teachers in there. We did not have an Instagram for planning or anything. So, you know, we had done fell down the planner rabbit hole, and I was watching videos. I said, they got decorative planning? But during that time back then, mind you, I only had, like, Dollar Tree stickers, and then I found some, what was the, AC Moore. Is it AC Moore? It closed down or whatever, but it sold planner stuff. And I found they had, like, the dresses and the ladies and stuff. Though they had the cute little cartoon sticker book. So I'm like, So I was planning with that. And I was like, oh, my God. So then I started trying to find shops that had stuff, you know, for me. Ran across. And then I looked up Happy Planner, watched a ton of videos on that. And then I said, oh, I could buy kits. Oh, well, wait a minute. So, girl. Fell down that
rabbit hole.
And came out since. and so I remember trying to post stuff.
When I think about it like that, I remember for the sixth or seventh grade, like creating a memory book, we used to have, I guess, openly, they would call it the Hello Kitty store, but it was Sanrio Surprises.
Yes.
Do you remember that store?
Yes.
I had got like an autograph book from there and bought all these stickers and really made myself a yearbook with one of their little notebook thingies. And, you know, the more I look back on it, I'm like, I think that was, like, the real big start of it. Like, I used to have those folded-up calendars, but I think when I made that book and I was like, no, I can't get rid of this. I put too much work into it. That was when, you know, I really kind of started. And when I got into the Happy Planner, it wasn't even really called – I mean, I guess it was called the Happy Planner, but everybody would just be like, oh, no, it's a Create 365 Mambi. You know, me and my big idea, you know?
Yeah, that's what it was called, like, back then, me and my big ideas. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember those good old days. The good old days. So when did you decide to really open a shop? I know you said your, you know, your people bullied you into it.
Well, to be honest, this was during the pandemic. I worked. Yeah, so school, they was not doing the school thing. Girl, I was over here, like, and then we had to shut down the salon for a while. Girl, I was over here freaking out, and then I was just like,
oh, wait, so you do hair?
Yes.
And I know you saw my hair looking at me. Why you never offered to do me? Like, I got hair. I ain't bald head.
I'm going to have to hit you up when I come to ATL again, definitely. So
please do.
Yeah, so.
I don't comb no hair.
Yes, I'm a hairstylist. I've been a hairstylist, oh, my God, forever. My best friend's birthday is tomorrow, so she just was like, I want you to flat iron my hair. I was like, oh, really? I'm always,
yes,
in every trip,
yes,
they always be like, bring all your stuff. So I'm sitting there lugging extra stuff because they always want their hair done, makeup done. So I used to do nails and all forever.
It's funny how
that's
you
a
just,
fun fact,
okay,
you didn't
so
know
you went
me.
From, so, yeah, I didn't know that. So you went from being a hairstylist, a makeup artist, a nail designer,
yep,
and now sticker shop owner. Okay, so they closed down the salon for the panini.
Yeah, they did that, and because I worked to the school as well, you know, in the cosmetology department over at Woodsville Tompkins here in Savannah. So that's my job, doing the stickers and everything in the shop was like my hobby. So I had to take a moment and really just like, okay, what am I doing with myself? So I would just like make a bunch of stuff and I was sending, I was going stir crazy being in the house because we couldn't really do nothing, go nowhere. I got stuck on a cruise during the pandemic. Oh my God, that's when they were shutting everything down. So, y'all, I was on a cruise, like, forever. And
wait,
I
what?
Yes. They didn't want us to come off of the boat. I was like, are you for real? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Like, I can't eat another chicken finger.
Girl, so
another slice of pizza.
So we were stuck on the ship for like, oh my God, like I think 12 days. Girl.
And they were like, we
on the ship for 12 days
is because like cruises were so stigmatized at the beginning of the pandemic because like that's where a lot of the breakouts happened, right? Like where, because you can't really not see other humans.
Yes, and this and the crazy thing is they had a ship that they was, a lot of people had died, so they parked it, like, in the ocean. Okay, like, they was like, no, we can't go over there. And so we were, you know, it was supposed to be like a cute girls trip to the Bahamas, you know. So we, just like the people over there explained, if they have an outbreak over there, they don't have the funds or the medical facilities to facilitate if they have an outbreak, them, Jamaica, all of the places. And it was like, so, you know, if you remember, none of them was over there getting the virus. Because they don't play that. And I was just like, oh, my God. And so to
yeah,
see they how they was like.
Yeah, they right now.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. So
I'm just
thinking,
like, we got back to death ship. Like, wow.
Oh, yeah, they was just, like, wheeling all of the people out. It's like they had them, they docked them, but they quarantined the whole thing is. You know, we're on our ship looking crazy, panicking, because I'm like, okay, what are they going to do with our ship? I said, you think anything going to happen to us on this ship? So here go my anxiety. I'm freaking out. And I know my friends wanted to slap the hell out of me because I was thinking, you know, I'm thinking all kind of stuff at this point. So we see them just, like, bringing the people out. Girl, oh, my God. Girl, I never knew I would be, like, stuff with my own two eyes. So I'm like, I said, oh, Lord, Lord. So, girl, when
yeah,
I got
like
back.
Plague, like, on your ship, like, it's like, oh, I heard that. I've never been on a cruise, so, like, I don't know how they identify people, but, like, oh, like, the person, I heard that the person in 71C is coughing. Like, we gotta.
I worked up myself so bad, right? Till I, like, when I get under, like, real bad anxiety, I will start, like, sneezing. When I tell you I cleared the whole deck, because I was freaking out, so I started sneezing. Girl, I look around, everybody dipped on me. They was gone. They took off. I guess they said, oh, hell no. We just seen all these people getting drunk. I had shit off him. Sneezing.
That's
girl,
terrifying.
Crazy.
And guess what? They
oh
came
goodness.
Over there with that thing. They checked my temperature and gave me a test so fast. I said, I just get worked up when I'm nervous and when I, you know, get my anxiety flare up or whatever, right? They didn't want to hear that.
They was like,
they had me right on in medical. Like, lady. Yes. So that was so crazy. Yeah, it was kind of like, oof.
I'm glad you survived. I'm glad you made it
me
out.
Too. Yeah, God is good, girl.
Dude,
yeah,
I
know.
Have you
happening.
Never,
Ooh.
Did you ever get the
that
cough
sounds
cough?
Terrifying.
Did I ever get it?
Yeah.
No, thank God. Nope.
Thank God. Okay, so after you got trapped on the boat and you got out, how did you decide I'm going to finally make this shop?
Okay. I was just home bored, like I said, and I was making everybody stuff, sending them stuff. And so my friends was like, set a date. You are opening a shop. Sitting here, I was looking at the calendar, and then I seen National Bosses Day. I think that's October the 16th. So this was
yeah.
Like, this was in maybe, let me see, March, April. Okay, because March we went on a cruise, okay? They shut everything down in March. Yeah, I remember that, right? Schools got shut down. As soon as I got, when I got back off, finally got off the cruise, when we got back, it was like a no man's land. Everybody was shut down, locked down. You could only go to the store certain hours. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, oh, my God, this is like real.
Only so many people
so
at
after,
a time, yeah.
Yes. So that was March. Let's see, April, May. So around, they bugged me all of April, all of May. So I said, okay. So June, nope, it was between May and June. May and June, I said, okay, I'm going to do it. I was nervous. I said, okay, what do I do? And so my friend walked me through it. And she was like, you just have to upload the stuff. You have to do this. And at this time, I was not making stickers. I was just doing charms, dangles, pins. Just beatable pins was like my thing. So I was doing all of that. And so,
so do you
I
still
got
offer those things in the shop?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes. And so I think I'm going to do a clip drop. I'm going to try to do one. If I don't do it this month, it'll definitely be next month. I'm more structured when school is in. I can't lie. Because, like, now it's like I be wanting to run the streets. It's summertime. I want to, like, go places and have fun. You know? Yeah, we just have a hot girl summer. Like, seriously.
Okay.
But it's always bumps in the road. So I finally made the announcement on my live that I was opening the shop, and then I picked the date, National Bosses Day. I remember it. So that's October 16th. So the Cuteness Boutique opened up. As a matter of fact, everybody stayed on live with me. I was so nervous. We was on a live until 12 o'clock, and then everybody was like, we're going to make sure we stay on here with you until you get your first sale. Girl, when I press that button for the shop to open. Yeah, it just was like ding, 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 ding. I said, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Yeah, I was over there back freaking out. And she said, fill the orders. And he was like, congratulations, you got your first sale. And then it was so funny because Vicky was the first person. I tell you, Vicky, if I'm doing a giveaway or something, everybody got to beat Vicky because Vicky is quick with everything. So she was the first person who brought something from the shop that everybody else started, you know, dwindling in. And all throughout the night, I said, these people like to shop late at night because I just kept hearing the ding, ding, ding. I said, oh, my God.
Girl,
so
that's when I do my bed
good.
Shopping. That's when I do my bed shopping.
I
lay up in the middle of the night with nobody bothering me, and I get to scroll to my heart's content, and then I fill up a fat-ass cart, and then I go scroll some more and add some more shit to it, and then I scroll some more, and I be like, okay, now I looked at the total. Let me relax. I know you get my orders in the middle of the night.
Yes. Yes.
I have to be like, now, ma'am, wait a minute. But one thing I can say about the Cuteness Boutique, y'all, is she offers Afterpay or Sezzle or Klarna or something, but you get to pay in four. So even if you do rack up a fat-ass cart using code Erica20, hint, 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 you can save some money. But you can also pay in four payments. So it's like, oh, it doesn't matter that this cart is really that astronomical because I only have to pay a portion of it now.
Yeah, and then it got, I think I do ShopPay. I think it might be ShopPay, Sezzle, Afterpay. And then even if you pay with PayPal, you could do paying for with PayPal. I didn't even know
see
that.
What I'm saying? Yeah, I usually pay everything with PayPal.
So, and with ShopPay, if you do ShopPay, you ain't even got to pay nothing the first time. Like, when you first check out, it'd be like $0, and then the first payment due such and such day after. Oh. So, you're learning something new every day.
So, for those of you girlies who are like me who do not have or use credit cards, that's a hack. Also, speaking of hacks for you girlies that don't have credit cards, did you know that you can still give Quick Trip a check for gas?
Yes.
So let's say, you broke today, but you're going to have money in 2 days. You can write them a check and then get your gas, and then by the time they cash your check, you'll have money in your account. Just, you know, that's just a little hustle. Just a little hustle.
Okay.
I mean, everybody need a little something every now and then.
Definitely so. And don't be afraid to use the things. Just, you know, have a strategy behind it. Like, you know, with certain, like, I don't buy too much stuff too tough anymore. So I just be like, okay, it got to be something that really catches my eye, and it got to be like, I know I love my Live Love Posh sticker books. I just brought something from the Happy Planner not too long ago. You know, I like those colorful boxes because y'all know I'm a daily planner, so I be needing like the boxes and such. So yeah.
I just cannot believe that you still buy boxes when you make boxes.
And let me tell you. I'm new to the stickers. Like, I've been doing stickers, I say, for about a year now. So I'm still in the process of learning. And then, you know, the shop opened in, you know, like I said, October the 16th of when was that, 2020? So you got to think, okay, before my year anniversary, my mom took sick, and then my mom passed away, right? So the shop kind of was on the back burner for a long time because I had, like, my mom, my grandma, you know, my girls just left me, and I was devastated. So I had to really just get a grip. And so I was like, okay, what do I need to do? Etsy, I was on Etsy only at the time. And the fees for Etsy is, oh gosh, they have went up again You know, I still have the cuteness boutique on Etsy, but I'm going to narrow down stuff on it. I just haven't had time to do it because when I, after my mom passed, and I was like, okay, I'm going to figure out, do I want to, you know, a standalone website? So I was doing the research, you know, finding out for that, which was February the 14th, Valentine's Day. I said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. So I made sure that before I did it, I did rebranding because I had some colors that was on Etsy. I had pink, black, and white, and my shop looked like another shop. So I wanted to, you know, be different. So I kind of like did my rebrand, and when I came back out, I added some fun colors with it. And, you know, of course, you're going to always know the Cuteness Boutique because it's the bow with lashes. And so I just was like, you know, I want it. You know what I'm saying? Nope. You don't really see that. You don't see that too tough, you know. Yes, baby. It got to be cute. You know what I'm saying?
Got to be cute. I just got my first pair of lashes when I got married.
Okay.
And them things lasted way long. Like, I didn't even think they was going to last that long. And I'm one who fiddle in my eye a lot, fiddle in my eyes. And so they lasted. And now that I don't have them, I'm like, maybe I could treat myself to some lashes. Like, maybe that should be my new thing. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, girl, just get you some lashes. I mean, I I've always been in beauty and fashion, so it's just been my thing. And so now that I'm making, you know, now that I'm doing the custom stickers and making stickers and stuff, I get to finally, you know, because I went to SCAD for 2 years, fashion major.
Of course.
So I definitely, and so I just like this. It's exciting because I get to see my creativity come into fruition, and I'm loving it.
So do you draw your own, like, maybe not the dolls, but the clothes? Like, do you design them?
Well, it depends.
Because,
now, I do.
Because them dolls be fresh. Like, they be fly.
I know, right?
Like, where'd she get that outfit from,
yes.
You know?
I know, and a lot, and guess what? Some of the outfits are my outfits when I was a little smaller. I look like at some of my pictures for inspiration. I also get just inspiration when I see something or when I, you know, if it's something fashionable, I'm like, oh, I like that, you know, and just kind of go from there. And I, you know, of course, I'm a hairstylist, so the hair got to be bomb. You know, I love color. I like to play around with textures and colors and, you know, like one of the fall dolls got a low haircut. You know, I know some of my friends got low haircuts. You know, I can go from, like my natural hair, which is now, you know, I'm doing the lock thing, or I can throw my wig on. So I'm always changing. And so why not change the girl?
So the doll that was on, I think it's like a one-page kit. It had a purple doll. I used her Friday. And then there was two, like, head dolls, right? And one of them has, like, these
yes.
two, like, maybe buns that have, like, silvery or purpley, bluish color hair.
Mm-hmm.
I need her on a sheet by herself. Like, I love that hair color.
Which one? You want the headshot by itself?
Yes, I need her. Her hair was cute.
Okay. Which one? The one with the two puffs or the other one?
I'll take both. You can just put both of them on the same sheet, and we'll be okay.
Okay, I got you.
Because that was cute. It was cute. What sets you apart from other planner shops? Like, I mean, I know in there's a section of the planner community that is all about dolls, right? And so what sets you and your dolls apart? I mean, I can tell you what I think, but I want to know what you think first. And then maybe we can get some callers to call in, and they can tell us about what sets your shop apart if they haven't shopped or if they want to shop the shop. Call in. The number, I don't think I told anybody. The number to call in is, Jacy, do you want to do that part since you're still here?
Absolutely. Give me one second. I was hanging out on the Cuteness Boutique website. I got to go back. Got a next week back. Blog Talk Radio. All right, the number is 515-602-9680. Again, 515-602-9680. Should I take this opportunity to hop off too? Say it was a good time.
Sure, if you want.
I enjoy chatting.
And thank you so much. Use Erica 20 since you're on the shop. Yeah, use Erica 20, and you can also text me because I, I do have a text message feature on there.
Oh, cool, perfect. I will sign up for all the things and use Erica 20 at checkout. Bye, y'all.
Yay!
Enjoy.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yes.
okay. So what? Helps you stand apart from the other shops?
I don't know. Well, let me think. I do know. Well, I'm just here for the cuteness. I mean, if it catches my eye, I try to just do a lot of things that prayerfully other people will like. I listen to my PR team. I listen to what the people want. Like, you know, somebody might inbox me and say, do you have anything with locks? So then it makes me, you know, I said, okay. And then I'll write, you know, I always have like a little tablet. So I write notes. Okay, don't forget to, you know, try some locks. You know, Curvy Girls was another one. So I just try to, you know, now that I'm doing, I just wanted, you know, what I was running into is like, you know, there is a market where a lot of shop owners buy a lot of the same art. So I'm like, okay,
right.
Let me see. So I want to just do some custom things. You know, I'm playing around with some stuff. I have made a cup. I made a mug. You know, so I'm drawing little stuff and I'm trying to get comfortable with that. And I I'm good with drawing like eyes, nose, and mouth. So now I just gotta like do the hair and different things. So I am learning, and you know, it's gonna be so much more to come. So I just wanna make sure that when they see that bow, you know, and I think a lot of people just love that, you know, I'm here for the cuteness. And they know when they see that bow, they know some cuteness is coming behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Coming behind it, period.
Yes.
Okay. So I heard you mention, hold on one second, we have a caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Oh, my God.
Hi.
This is Danny. I just wanted to call in and say how excited I was, Patrika, for you to be on the show. I've been waiting for you to come on the show.
Hi,
I was bothering Erica. Like, I met you once, Trika. It was when me, you, and Teals had went out to, like, lunch. And
okay.
it was so cool just to hang out with you and hear your stories about the Cuteness Boutique and different ideas you were coming up with at the time. I'm her Disorganized Plans on IG, by the way.
Hey, boo!
Get that help.
Girl, yes, we got to hang out again, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I missed you last time when y'all had hung out, but, you know, life. But Next time, I hope I can catch you whenever you're down here.
Yes, you know, I always do the randomness. I pop in, I'm pop up in people's cities, and just I say, "Who is in this city? Come meet me. Come on, let's chat. Let's have a good time." But yeah,
that part.
And you know, I just feel like,
I just have so much love for you. I really, really do. Like, I love your shop. And I, while you were on the show, I was on there doing, I was doing what Jason was doing. Like, I was looking at the website. So,
yes, the website. I'm trying to, like, narrow some stuff down. But it's like everybody loves all of the stuff. So I'm like, I don't know what to take out. What to, you know what I'm saying? Because I said, you know what, I'll figure it out eventually. I'm just going to let it do what it do. Let the shop do its thing right now. Because we, you know, the standalone website has just been, like, doing really well. And I just appreciate all of the customers. I appreciate everyone who take out the time to look at the shop, who order, who use the PR codes. I got to, you know, now I want to just, I got to get a picture from all my PR girls because I want to do, like, an update and so everybody can follow them. I appreciate my team. And, you know, running a business is hard.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, 100%.
Yes, it's hard. You know?
I don't know about running a business, but I would love to learn about one. But I don't want to own a – I really want my podcast to be a business, right? Like, I want to – I'm doing some research on making it an LLC.
Yes.
So that it can, you know, it can be a business.
I'm
here for it.
We check behind the scenes, you know.
I'm excited for you to do that. Yes. I'm happy for you to do that because, in my opinion, this is your business. So
it is. I love it so much. And so that's kind of why, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out my LinkedIn tree.
And are you still doing your planners, girl?
Girl, no. I was like, I can't. That's why when you say running a business is hard, it absolutely is. And I take my hats off to everybody who's done it for 2, 3, 4, 5 years because I was like, this ain't it for me. I got to take a break. So maybe I'll be back. I don't know. We'll see.
You'll be back at it because, this is the thing what I tell anyone. You know, I started my business. It was like a part of my hobby, but I never wanted it to get so overwhelming where I just don't like it. I don't have any fun anymore. So now I just learned how to, I have to take deep breaths. You know, some dates I meet, some dates I don't. You have to give yourself grace with it. And you do your planners. Say, okay, I'm going to make 10 planners. When those 10 planners, like, once those, you know, put those out and then start on another bag. You can't, especially with planners, you got to take your time and you got to give yourself grace. You know, I have had so much that happened in my life. Like, the website, I did the website on February the 14th, and I have been going hard since February the 14th of 2022, and up until now. And I still don't know it all. I still don't have all of the answers, but I do the best that I can, and I am trying really hard to just stay consistent. I pray about consistency all the time, and I'm just, you know, and life happens. When I feel like it's too much, I have to take a moment. Like, this week has been, I don't even know what's been going on with me this week. It's like I've been in a little funk. But guess what? Okay. You in a funk. You don't have to put out so much stuff at one time. I put out what I had. And now it's just like I'm looking at my calendar. My next date is the 19th. I'm going to put out some cuties. So guess what? I don't need to stress myself.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Listen, Over the phone high fives. I'm feeling it.
Yes,
I'm
you got to, and that's what a lot of people don't, and I used to be like, oh my goodness, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. I don't try to keep up with nobody. I stay in my own lane. I do my own thing. I am just, I'm just like a social butterfly, you know, and that's how I represent my shop, just like a social butterfly. I like to chat with people when they type into the shop, and they be like, hey girl, this is me from such and such. And I'm like, oh, hey girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They might have met me somewhere, and they were like, oh, I met you such and such place. I said, oh, okay. Hey, hey, hey.
Let me give you your kudos for that. Let me just go ahead and give you your kudos right now, because let me just tell you, some of these shop owners, and y'all already know how I be feeling, some of y'all be getting beside yourself and be about to get cussed at. Ain't no nice way to put it.
I don't even know if it's about to be. I feel like some of them have been. They have gotten cussed out.
Girl, listen. Erica Lynn has been blocked several times. Because it's just only so much that y'all going to take. Like, if I give you my money, you shouldn't talk to me like I'm no kind of way just because you getting the money. Like, you're not better than me, ho. You wipe your ass, say, well, white man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my thing is this. When you're running a business, you don't have to, I mean, you just like, okay, like UPS, well, the post office had something going on. They had to, like, recredit me some money because they had a shipping error. Okay, so now it's like, I think that's why I was a little flustered this week, too, because, okay, you know, I had a bunch of orders, and I still got a lot of orders, but I had to put the orders from the sale on hold for a second until they fixed their problem. So now they got it together. They want to credit me to stuff, but, because I had to fix some orders that already was out. The people wasn't getting their orders. And so then one girl said, well, I'll send it back to you because you know, I put priority shipping on a couple of orders so that they can get it in 2 days, you know, and that's money out of my pocket. But I just, you know, I try to be as thorough as I can when it comes to the shipping. So when it actually was the post office error, they gave me my money. And then, you know, I made sure I put insurance on some of the orders that was lost. And she said, well, they came. The orders came. I said, girl, keep them. Give them to one of your besties. You don't have to send me that stuff back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Share them with a planner friend. Just, you know, pay it forward. So, yeah, it's a lot. And you got to just, like, monitor the stuff, make sure everything is getting delivered. So I have an admin. But what I have been learning is just set my days for what I'm doing. All right, little ladybug. Girl, it's a ladybug in here. She's just going crazy, but I want her to stay right over there. I don't want to kill her. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Stay over there, boo. But, yeah, you have to, you know, just set days for the things that you have to get done. Like, I have admin days every day. So I try to do it, like, morning, noon, and before I go to bed. Emails, this, that. And you just got to pick and choose what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
And having an attitude is not what you're going to do with me, period.
Okay.
Not you, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, sorry. I had a flashback.
No, I felt every bit of that.
And I'm so happy-go-lucky till I don't even know. I be like, okay, what? Like, when people come crazy at me, I just be like, okay, now wait a minute. I say, hey, how you doing? Are you okay? Let's try to see how we're gonna handle this problem.
I love that. See, that's custom. Now that, my friend, is customer service, and that can be something else that sets you apart from the planner community. Like, I really like that.
Because,
have you ever shopped from the Cuteness Boutique?
I'm sorry, what? You were talking to me?
Yeah, you. I said, have you ever have you ever shopped from the Cuteness Boutique?
Not yet, but I'm about to be. Once I get off this call, I'm going over there. So I will tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had some bad experiences with customer service. And so I don't want to treat people like that because I have been treated crazy. I've been treated crazy. And I was like, wait, hold up. And, you know, I inquired about my order. And you're not going to let me have it about my order that I'm just asking you about. And then, you know, what I don't like is when I had an order from, like, this big planner shop. And I was like, I said, well, I haven't gotten an order. Yada, yada, yada. I was so, you know me, I'm happy. Hey, how you doing? I didn't receive my order. The order number is this. I ordered it like Friday, and it's now like Valentine's Day. Do you know when should I expect it? You know what I'm saying?
I ordered this shit in fucking June, ho. It's July.
What's
the day?
July
15th. 16th.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, and I never got a response. But then you always sending me emails that you having a sale or that I can get this and that off. Where is my stuff from February, lady?
Ma'am, Black Friday of last year. You cannot compete. I have stopped. I don't know if people have noticed, but I have really stopped PRing for people that, A, take too damn long. Like, how you making me look bad. You fucking up my good name. You're fucking up my good name in the planner streets. Because I be talking shit. I can't talk shit and be on the other side of the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But see, like when you have a sale, expect a little delay because it be a lot of orders and stuff that you got to get out. That's what I tell
you. But
if
you ain't,
you know,
if you ain't fulfilled your order from the last four sales you done ran,
Oh, yeah, no.
I will say, though, that I've come, like, for me as a customer, I'm going to just speak for myself as a customer. For me, I don't mind the delay if you communicate it with me. If you're like, if it's not normal for you to be behind on processing time, if you shoot me a general email and be like, hey, stuff is happening, but I am currently still working on orders, I'll get out to you as soon as possible, and then you hit me with another email, I've already created the shipping label. Like, just keep me in the know as a customer because that's what bothers me. I spent my money
exactly.
with you, and you
and
done
I
went radio
sure
silent.
I give, yeah, and I send, and I make sure I send, like, some cute freebies. You know, I be liking to send little cute freebies, period.
You do, and it don't I be do. Like a stupid. We've been talking about stupid freebies. You do not send dumb freebies. You
yeah,
send things that can be used.
Yeah, I remember seeing that message, that post. And she was like, so y'all like stupid freebies? Or
I'm like, what?
Y'all just don't keep accepting them like.
I didn't really, see, you know me. I don't really get freebies like that in some, like, no. I have gotten freebies before. I have. But I don't get, like, too many of the little sampler things in my order sometimes. Like, I've gotten it from, like, Savannah Paper Co. one time, the EK Designs, or whatever. But, and, you know, I don't want to say too much. With Savannah Paper Co., I was happy because they had little icon stickers, and that's what I use in my planner. But the other shop, not necessarily so much. I was excited about that one, but, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't even know what people like for freebies because I really want to make, like, I just wrote that down. I just wrote that down earlier today. I said, I want to make a cute sampler or a cute freebie or something, you know, and I'm working on, like, I worked on some scripts. How do I say it? Scripts? Yeah, scripts. I'm doing like this spa collection, and I did like the scripts, I did the dolls, I did everything. I mean, because I like this, I really like to pamper myself nowadays. You know, you work hard, you got to unwind. So I like to unwind, relax, and stuff like that. So I can't wait to show y'all.
I'm excited to see it. Oh, God.
JC says I'm the key to freebies is usability. Like, don't just give me two things that don't go together. Give me some stuff that go together that I actually use, not just something that's going to sit around looking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I got a little cuteness mail truck and like the bow. So, and then I have the cuteness doll. I did a freebie with that, and that's just a mark when you're getting your cuteness mail, or if you want to order, you can put the little icon and write your little list. If you know, I don't know. That was my that was my thought process.
And she also said that your custom dolls are freaking awesome sausages.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
You're just giving people lots of joy, loads of joy. Your link is in my LinkedIn tree on my bio. All you have to do is click and get to it. You'll see my code. So what are some of your well, first I have one messy question. It's a messy. It's a plain messy.
Oh. Okay. Let me get prepared.
What is the most expensive thing, not including your Louis Vuitton, thing that you bought for your planner? Like, let me see how much you love yours. Because, you know, we all love them a little differently.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm all in your bees.
Let me tell you. I had a subscription box. I had two subscription boxes, and one ended up changing the prices it was a price increase, but then you had to be locked in for a certain amount of time, and I was like, huh? So meanwhile, then I did now this is a fun one. I had the cloth and paper subscription box, and it just taught me about inserts, I would say. So I'm like, okay, now I just kind of, you know, my planner is already expensive, so now I be trying to be cost effective.
Did you get that rock? Did you get that rock?
Which rock?
From There's Luxury and Simplicity.
Nope, I don't have the subscription anymore. Now, I will tell you this. I just recently fell down a little slight rabbit hole due to Posh from Posh Plans. My girl Pasha, shout out to her. That's my girl. She did a squeeze. What is? Oh, I don't even know the name. It's squeeze. Anyway, it was a subscription box. I think it's that something. I don't even know, child. I watched her video and I fell down a little rabbit hole. And it's a bi-monthly subscription box, but hers be so cute. And I was like, okay, maybe my girl need a little upgrade. But you know, I don't know, because I'm kind of really feeling the inserts that I have. And I found so many inserts from just trying so many different things. And I'm like, girl, quit getting all of this stuff and just use what you got. I mean, I can make any insert cute in my planner. I even found some Michaels, you know, when Michaels had the Recollections insert. I even used those. I can use anything because I'm going to make it cute.
No matter what, period.
Yes, I'm going to make it cute. It's just, you know, I had to step away and stop just doing the most. Like, you make stuff now. Just make the thing. Just do it.
It's hard when you see so much stuff. The FOMO is real. And so sometimes you have to... check yourself. Like, girl, don't you buy another fucking thing. It always happens to me when I'm cleaning up. When I say I'm going to organize my planner stuff, I come to the realization in that moment, bitch, don't you buy shit else.
And then, you know, the funny thing is, my friends, they be like, how do you find this stuff in D? I always find little gems in D stash, right? Like, I found some So Much Crafting inserts. It was the whole entire year unused. It wasn't the correct year that we were in, but you know me. Girl, put a date sticker over that thing and keep it moving.
And
the bones
keep it
of
moving.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
And somebody put a notique in the D stage. I was looking like,
listen,
oh, my God. Okay.
I wanted a notique planner. She had this mulberry planner. I wanted it. I can't wait till the fall because, baby, Gigi is going in that planner. I didn't even have no half letter or nothing. But, baby, let me tell you, Gigi going in there. I can't wait. I cannot wait till the fall because she's going to be so cute. She's going to be so cute.
Yeah, and I do. But I got the disbound system. They had the whole thing. They had the cover and everything. So all I had to do was put some disc on it and set it up. I got all kind of stuff out of these things.
I have a crate. So I'm going to a planner event. Are you going to any planner events recently, like soon?
Of course. I will be at Love and Light Charms August the 12th. August the 12th. I'll be there. I'm going to Planners Return to Tiffany's. I'm going to that. Let me see. Is this August? October.
That's
October. Oh, and then, yes, and then SGS.
No.
And it was hard to – I wanted to go to Chicago. And I met the girl from Chicago, and I was trying to, like, get my life, you know, and I had to really slow down because, you know, I want to send all of the swag, but when it's a lot of swag, I have to pick and choose which swag I want to do. Like from a regular planner meetup to my girls, you know, they don't have over 100 people. But like when you're talking about these other planner events that have 300 or 400 people, and don't even get me started on Go Out because ain't no telling how many people going to be there. You just can't do it all. So I just picked, I love the smaller events. I love going around everybody's city and just, you know, and hang out. So, yeah, if you're going there to any of those, I'll be there and I will see you.
Yes. So I'll be at the Love and I'll actually be at both of those. I won't be at CPC. Y'all know El Chapo shit. I won't be there, but... I have a big tub of shit for giveaway, de-stash. Like, I think I'm giving away most of my A5 planners. I think I'm going to keep, like, my Kiki K and
love
the one
Kiki
I bought from this company.
Love
I bought this black one from this company I don't fuck with no more, but the rings was really big and the planner is decent, even though they had to send me another one because the rings didn't close in the first one. But anyway, I'm keeping that one because I paid too fucking much for it. But the rest of them, like from Recollections and stuff, I'm giving those away. Like I'm just getting rid of shit. Like, no, you got to go. That's how you know.
Yeah.
Frustrated. So are you, when you say you're going to those events, are you going to be a vendor? Are you going to attend? Are you going to just send swag? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I've sent swag to Love and Light. And I'm also doing a table at Return to Tiffany's. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you see my table at the Hogwarts, but I made it as cute as I can to be a Harry Potter theme. And, you know, I still came with my pink.
Yeah,
oh,
you did.
And that was my first time vending. Oh, my God, that
table?
Was so much fun.
Wait, did you sit at your own table?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't remember what table was yours, but every table there was chef's kiss.
My table was the sparkly pink one with the caboodles. Everything was pink with the caboodles and the budget binders and
Oh my! I gave so much stuff. Oh my! They had a caboodle and they had a bag, you know, with the wine glass with the Harry Potter charms and the tumbler, Harry Potter tumbler. Yeah.
Yeah, you did a good job. That whole event, like, I need D plans if you are listening. Girl, I'm about to slide in your inbox. Like.
Yeah, and I hope you have it again because I really enjoyed myself. But, you know, I love her events. Her events always be really nice.
They do. They do. And I really like
I did a lot. I did a table. I did vending. I did swag. I was like, okay, wait a minute.
I came home with so much shit from your table. It didn't even make no sense. You got your own book over here, and I looked in it the other day, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm actually using all my dolls. What the hell? Let me slow down.
Yeah, and it's good when I get, like, this lady, she was like, oh, my God, you have a loyal customer. She said, your stuff is so pretty. I love it. And I said, well, thank you. I mean, and she just kept coming back to my table. And, I mean, like, one day I overslept at the vending event. I had a line wrapped around the building. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, y'all here for me? Oh, my God. I wanted to cry so bad. But I was just, like, so excited and so happy. I didn't know what the vending experience would be like. And I ended up, the event was my first vending event. And then Shanice Galentine's with a Plan was my second vending event. So I got my feet wet a little bit now.
And so now you're ready. You know how much stuff to bring.
Yes. Yes. And yes.
Well, good. Because it's fast. It's fast. It is fast. So what are some of your favorite small shops to shop at? Like any shops you want to give up? I mean, you've already mentioned Posh, I think at Posh Plans.
Yeah, Posh. Posh is like that's my friend. She always show little cute little stuff. But she actually got me to get that sub box from Esquiz. I think it's Esquiz.com or something like that.
Okay. I see what you're saying now. I thought you were saying that she had one, but let me go look and find it because you know I'm nosy. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to look right now, too. Let me look really quick. Let me get the exact name for you guys because I'm looking like I should know it, but.
Danny, what's your favorite small
shop? My favorite small shop. Oh, my God. That's a hard one. I would have to say, let me see, who have I purchased from, like, the most? Definitely Verse Planning is up there. Teal's Gold is up there because I definitely love her stickers too. I love
the
designer
flowers.
Yes, I love Designer Chameleon. Her stuff is really cute. I have a few, and Let's Get Planned is up there on my list too because I just recently purchased from her, and I loved everything.
Designer Chameleon. Okay.
Yeah, her
I love
stuff is really nice.
She got a book too.
Yeah, the shop is Squiz Creation.
Spell it.
EXQUIS Creation.
Okay.
Yeah. And hopefully you can put the Cuteness Boutique on your list. Girl.
That's the goal.
Okay.
I'm about to hop off this call because I'm about to go shop.
Okay. Well, don't forget.
I'm about to go raid the website.
Yes. Do so.
But thank y'all for having me on. And it was so good talking to you again, Treka.
It's good to talk to you again, too. And we got to link up really soon.
Oh, for sure. Y'all have a
you
good night.
You still be doing your live?
I I do on and off. I just have to, I just announce it in my stories on Friday mornings if I can or can't, because right now I'm all over the place. It's terrible.
All right. We got to get you organized, Miss Disorganized Plans, ma'am.
At least I'm honest about my name.
You sure?
Okay.
Hey, at least you are.
But I will talk to y'all later. So much love to y'all. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Anytime.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now tell me your favorite small shop.
Okay. You know, I have to give my friend some shameless plugs. Firefield Creations. Formerly Vin Von Alley, that's my faith-based shop. She gives me my daily dose of faith. She has faith stickers, and she also has a sub box. And, of course, Success My Way Academy, Get Your Life All the Way Together.
What's the last one?
My Way Academy.
Okay.
Yes, but actually it's a course-based thing, but she also does a lot of things that help you find your purpose and your passion and give you the principles of life so that you can have your, that when y'all always hear me talk about my life web, that's where I learned it from. I took her class twice. So the first time I was like not really like, I had a lot going on.
Rich.
But the second time, yeah. Second time the charm, and I learned a lot.
Okay. So,
and of course, Mariposa Studio.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Mariposa.
Yes, and y'all can use Trika 20 at Firefield Creations and Mariposa Studios. And of course, you know, I love DEK Designs, Trika 15 over there. I've been on DEK PR team for, oh my God, years. Years.
I did not know that.
So,
learn something new every day.
For years. They were the first ones to have me. And you know what? You talk about stuff for my planner. I was actually on a insert PR team, and I tried all of the inserts. So now it's like being on that PR team, I learned so much, and I actually tried out like the week on four pages. I've tried like week on one page. I've tried all kinds, but I know that I need me a monthly spread, a weekly spread, and a daily setup.
Okay. So you have to have all three.
Now I know
three.
What I like. Yeah. I prefer all three. I'm a busy lady.
Do you prefer all three in one planner, or do you like them in different planners? Like, are you a multi-planner girl?
I mean,
like
I got a planner from Mariposa Studios. She made me a spiral bound one with the month, week, and day. I love that planner. I just asked her, could she do it in this? Because I'm an original lefty, and me trying to articulate the left and the right with that spiral, I have the planner upside down. And seeing when I be filming or when I'm on live, I'd be all over the place with the thing. I like something that I could just take the pages out. So I really know that I like rings and discs. So I'm trying to, like, get my systems to just be rings or discs.
So do you, when you film, do you use a camera or do you use your phone?
Let me tell you, me and the camera, I got a camera. I mean, I went down the YouTube rabbit hole, right? brought all of the stuff that they said that I needed. So I did, okay, I had a, what is it, DSL, DRL, one of those big ones. Okay, so you have to have, like, certain equipment for that. You got to have the heavy artillery. So I didn't really like that camera, so I ended up not really using it. I used it maybe once, and I sold it, and I sold it for me a vlogging camera. So now I have this beautiful Sony that I don't know how to, like, I know how to use it, but I don't know how to, like, transfer it to my computer. So I'm using my phone currently. So that's one thing that I want to learn. I got me one of those high-powered SD cards with a lot of storage. And, you know, my friends, they use different software than what I use. I have a Mac. They have a regular one. So I did get me a HP desktop. And, yeah, me and a desktop, it's just like I'm learning how to use.
Yeah, I want to learn how to do, like, a live. Not like a plan, but like a look at this. Like, I don't want to plan it. I just want you to look at it.
Okay, so like, are you on YouTube or are you just on Instagram?
I have a, girl, I got a YouTube channel, but ain't nothing on there.
Well, stop putting stuff on there. Just go in and, like, I use, you know, I can go live on YouTube just, like, outright, but I've been using StreamYard, that platform, and I pay for that. So I can go live on multiple platforms, still learning that, but, you know, just trying to, like, get the channel where I want it to be. It's just, like, I'm reinventing myself, if that makes sense. I'm trying to, like, get the shop priority to get it, like, fully just organized, like, on a steady pace. Just a steady pace, and then the YouTube on a steady pace.
Well,
you know,
I think
I go
that you
all the time.
Yeah, no, I wanted to say that I think that you have an awesome moderator, PR person in LaFrancis. She called before you got here, so shout out to LaFrancis, because every single time that you go live, I once was joking and was like, LaFrancis, I need a reminder. Like, I need you to tell me, baby, when I said you shouldn't be playing no games, every time you go live, she sent me a message every single time. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'll watch it on TV. 55 says she really likes you because you're kind of funny. And so we watch, and, you know, we watch you use your DK stuff. You're doing the damn thing, and I don't want you to doubt yourself. I think with consistency, which you do have, because you go live all the time, you're really, you know, going to get to where you're supposed to be. Rome wasn't built in a day, and I think the Cuteness Boutique is doing a phenomenal job for you to only have been around for 3 years. I am really blessed to be on
really
your team.
Really technically a year and a half.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I had to stop for like a year almost, so yeah.
Well, I'm really grateful.
But it's fun, and I tell anybody, just do what you love. Don't let anyone in these planner streets or in the streets, period, steal your joy. You know, I'm like this. I have lost, like, my favorite people. So I have to find something else to just, you know, I have their memories. Don't get me wrong. But it ain't the same. And so you have to find other stuff to make you have fun. Make your life fun as possible. And a lot of people don't know how to just have that genuine fun, that genuine, you know, because it takes so much to be angry, sad, and act crazy. It takes a lot. And I don't want to be burnt out being all pissed every dang on time. No, I want to be happy. I want my work to be happy. And, you know, it's enough out there for everyone. I don't have, you know, I commend everyone who has a shop. I commend anyone who's running podcasts, who's doing YouTube videos, who's teaching classes. I commend them. My hats are off to them because, you know, some people, you know, have this thing where, oh, this, that, the other. But no, I commend all the shop owners out here in these streets. You know, you have some that don't know how to act. You have some that do know how to act. You know, you just got to find your tribe and stick with it.
Some that need to get busted in the head. And some that don't need to be busted in the head. Okay, okay. I get you.
Yeah.
I know you were in a sale last week.
Yes.
But you also have
working
another
on all deal. Those orders. Still working on those orders now.
Well, people was making that. You was, listen, they was trying to get their money.
Yes, I'm still, ooh, baby. But I did a live, and, like, oh, when I was on the live, like, showing them the different stuff and told them that it's the final hours, they was, like, they was showing out in them final hours.
Good. Good.
So that was
a
blessing.
So tell us about the next sale.
Oh, the next sale is the Planner Girls United sale. It's going to be July the 21st through the 24th. Go ahead and save your coins. The shop will be 35% off. And that way you can load those carts and get some of that cuteness that you've been eyeing. You know, we have an array of stuff. And, you know, just like I tell everyone, you know, I try to do like a happy medium with the pricing because everything has went up, and you have to understand from the shop owner's perspective as well. Paper has went up, like paper.
Oh, yeah.
Is expensive. And I like a certain quality paper. I like, you know, I like what I like. So my stuff is top tier. And
you like what
like
you like.
It. Yeah, and I want, you know, and I want it to be good quality stuff. And so, yeah. So I'm excited, and I got coming, and I can't wait to share it with you guys.
I love it. I love it. So I got one more question. You know, people always joke that after 4th of July, people just jump right into Christmas. You know, except for the spooky babes who love Halloween. So two questions, actually. Will you be releasing some cute Halloween-ish babes? And will you be doing an advent box?
Okay, Halloween babes, yes. If I don't finalize the advent box by the end of this month, I'm trying to think of something different besides calling it an advent box. And I want to do, you know, I want to do, let me see, because, like, some
a
people do
cuteness box.
Yeah, some people do like 25 days, but the actual advent, I think it was like 15 days, 14 or 15 days. So I got to research it because I really got a concept that I want to do, and I know I can pack up some real live cuteness for each day. So I'm going to work on that, but I already have been like eyeing some things that I really, 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 really love. And I want to go ahead and you know, you got to start, like, announcing it. So we definitely got some cute Christmas stuff that's coming. And, you know, we got a pink Christmas. Oh, my God, my pink Christmas is off the chain. It's going to be so cute. So, you know, I had to do it. I had to do it. And I'm just trying to, like, and I got some cute Halloween stuff. You know, I'm not really, like, a Halloween girl because I like the cute. So my Halloween probably is going to be super, super cute.
Hey, Halloween is Halloween, whether it's spooky cute, whether it's cute, and all of it is cute.
I know, that's right, girl. I'm ready.
You
I'm
know,
excited.
I think about it for candy. Run me the candy, please.
Okay, because that's what the kids be wanting, is the candy.
And you know, I am childish and kitty. That's it. That's me. That's me, dog. Well, I just want to thank you so much for, you know, calling in, being a guest on my show, would you have any advice for any, I guess you did give a piece of advice for shop owners, don't let nobody, you know, kind of shut you down, but what would you give for those planner babes out there that are doing these cute-ass planner spreads and don't want to post them, or, you know, what would you give, what advice would you give to a planner, a new planner in these streets?
For the new planners or the planners, just do you. Hold on 1 second.
Do you, boo? That works.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
But, yeah, just do you. Be uniquely you. You can't be nobody else. Be yourself.
And it, you know what? And it ain't going to change in no way. My last final question for real this time is, what's your favorite wing flavor?
Oh, goodness. American Deli.
But what flavor?
Hot honey mustard or what is it, Asian chili or something like that?
Now, that's a good
Those
one.
Are my
I ain't
two.
Never thought about that now. Huh.
Yeah,
you gotta
try it.
Yeah, okay. I might have to do that. All right, well, I thank you so much for calling Real Talk, Real Plans, where we leave the bullshit behind. You know what I'm saying? So,
I know that's right.
Over here, we are messy and not malicious. So y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for calling in, for listening. Don't forget to visit my link. Thin tree, so you can get a link to all the things. You can buy some coffee. You can go to the Cuteness Boutique. You can do all that and so much more. Be messy, not malicious, and have a great evening.
Good night, cuties. Hashtag Cuteness Squad.
I think I might have to play this because I just want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Yes, I'm vibing to it. Yes.